John Nallan is a name you may not know, but you probably heard him and saw him over the weekend. John trained the Grand National winner Manella Times when he raced in Point to Point as a young horse. On Saturday, a video of John watching his former pupil, that's Manella Times, been ridden to glory by fellow Tipperary woman Rachel Blackmore. Into the history books she went. And so too was John when his video went viral. How are you doing, John?
Great, Ray, great. Still on a high.
I'd say you are.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It is unbelievable for so many reasons. You're an integral part of the story. Before we get to the video, John, tell us about yourself. You're a hotel owner from Clonmel.
Yeah. We run Hotel Manella in Clonmel, a family business set up in 1961, and we raise national hunt horses as well, then raise foals. We buy foals every year, raise them, produce them pint of pints.
Right.
And sell them on then, and that's the...
Okay.
We won the World Cup. It's like Cheltenham this year was like Italia 90, but last Saturday was like Italia 90 coming home after winning the Gold Cup.
It was
unbelievable.
It is, and for Rachel Blackmore, what a talent! And we'll talk about Rachel more in a minute. But so you would have trained horses way back, and then you got into buying them and selling them on at a young age. Is that it?
Family always had horses. We'd always rear some horses and run them, and we ran a good lot of horses with the late Joe Crowley and with Aidan O'Brien.
Right.
In the 80s, and we had good horses. But Manella Lad, Manella Man, Hotel Manella, they were all grade one horses.
Where does the name Manella come from, John?
It was name of the house originally. My parents bought the house. My father sold the Greyhound in 1961. He bought the house, and the name of the house was Manella.
Aha.
And it turned it into a hotel.
How much did he sell the Greyhound for?
He sold the Greyhound for £5,000 at the time, and he bought the house for £5,000.
Jeez, it must have been a great Greyhound, was it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, yeah. Must have been like that. You do the sums back, like.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You do the sums back, so there's a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Then.
So how do you obviously have a talent for spotting a diamond in the rough, I saw you quoted as saying.
You go up to the sales, sure, and you just go through them and see, and they'll just, you know, okay, you study the pedigrees and you study everything, and then you go along and just look at the stock, and just like anything you're buying to sell, like the day you buy is the day you sell, whether it's potatoes or heads of cabbage or horses or cattle or whatever, what you buy is what you have to sell, so you have to have it right.
Fair enough. But is there anything you look for, any features, like the teeth, the legs, the tail?
No, when you like a big strong head, you want to be straight, good mover. Good limbs,
right.
And maybe a bit plain. Like if they're too pretty, like they end up to be too small. So you want them for,
right, okay.
You know, you want them for working. You know,
and the other thing is, if they're too pretty, don't put in the effort. You know,
they might put in the effort, but they wouldn't be big. See, they have to be like you're looking for something to race at 30 miles an hour over 4 miles and jump 35, 40 fences and carry 550 kilos. So they have to be kind of built like myself a bit fitter. You know.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was looking back at the race there. So it averaged out around 29 miles an hour. The race.
Yeah.
That's fast, isn't it?
That's fast. Yeah. That's some speed, and the fence is coming up again. These jockeys are great people, you know.
Yeah, amazing people. Yeah. So you were watching. You're investing in it now because this is a horse that's gone through your process, your system, and you've skin in the game, so to speak. And of course, Rachel's a local girl as well, so it's. You know, it's a big day for you.
Oh, it's unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Have you watched it back? Have you watched the video back?
Yeah, I have.
We'll just play it for people who haven't seen it, and you know, we'll...
Well, you're talking the video of the race now, or the video of me?
No, the video of you. The video of you.
Oh, no, I'm not into looking back at me. No.
Well, listen, cover your ears there. Cover your ears there, John, because here you are. In stereo. Go on! I think she could hear you.
I think she could hear you. She could hear me. It's unbelievable. Like to bring him so far and have so many men to get that it's an unbelievable. You know, I mean, anybody with an animal, like you're attached to stock when you have stock, and that's what it means. That's what it means to you. You know, that's what animals, horses, or any animal means to you when you rear them and you produce them.
But John, that's something that you will live off. You know, in your head for so long. You know, if you're having a down day, you'll be going, I'm the man that bought the horse and trained the horse that went on to win the Grand National. Not only win the Grand National, but create history because Rachel was on its back. Like, it's big time.
We're having a down time at the moment with the business, and it was some lift to get to have that, and to have the Gold Cup as well the same year, to buy two foals at the same day and one of them win the Grand National, one of them win the Gold Cup.
It's mad.
Unbelievable. It's mad.
Listen, I want to talk to you about the hotel in a minute, but I was listening to that today, right? And I thought when you went falsetto on it, you were nearly musical. You know, when you went falsetto. So I just did a little thing at home today. Just have a listen, see what you think. I know Jack, your 16-year-old, is going to love this, right? Because here we go. Right, this is the intro. Saddle up. Here we go.
Come on, Norris!
And it goes on and on.
I don't think Louis Welsh should be. What about her? Louis Welsh won't be looking for me anyway. Louis Welsh won't want me anyway.
I tell you what, you're in tune. You're shouting in the key of G. And the song is in the key of G as well. So there you go. We're going to make the CD of that for you and send it down to you. So
don't make too many copies, though.
To be in demand now, John. It's good. No, you're still going. The last bit. We'll save it for the last bit. Here we go. I think we've a hit in our hands. No, on serious matters, though, the hotel. So you've been closed. You opened for a little bit last summer, did you?
Yeah, we were open from June until November, and we were closed then in end of October, and then we were open for Christmas for a few weeks. And that was it.
Right.
But our business was, our weddings are gone, all our corporate travel are gone. So we were open just doing food, really, and that was it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'd imagine you have to go in and keep things, turn on and off lights and make sure the heating's on and there's no burst pipes and all that.
We have a few people every day. We do a little bit of takeaway stuff.
Oh, dear, right.
Just keep a bit of life and you answer the phones. But, like, you sit here in the evening, like, at 8 or 9 o'clock and it gets dark and you're there on your own, like, you know, and you just scratch your head. You wonder, where's this going to end up, you know? I mean, you just get scared, you know?
Yeah, I can see why the win was so important to you then.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. That's why all this sport is so important to people, lifting, because people are, like, there's but probably 60% of the people not affected at all by this, and the other 40% are just wiped out, and that's why the sport is so important to lift it.
Do you know Rachel well and her family?
I do, yeah. By the free. Well, the mother and father had their wedding in Manila in the hotel.
Oh, did they? Right.
Rachel went to school in the Loretta Convent just down the road, and I buy the horse feed off Charles, off her father. So just We know them all well.
It'll be a great day when she's out of quarantine and she can come home.
Oh, yeah, when they get, it's a mighty result for Irish Pint of Pints, like, to have the two horses that pint of pinted, like, and Pint of Pint is back up going again, and, like, anybody wants to go and see champions running and their babies or young jockeys, young Rachels, bring your kids onto a Pint of Pint when it gets open again every Sunday for a tenner, you can bring a carload of them and look back and you'll say, I saw the Grand National winner running 4 years ago. You know?
And John, before I let you go, what is it about Henry de Bromhead? What? Obviously, you have the skill of spotting them in the rough, and then you bring them to a certain stage. Then he fine tunes them and makes them world beaters.
He he's producing the goods. He has the training ability. He's like, his horses jump and gallop and they look fantastic, and he's just having an unbelievable time, and he's just an unbelievable trainer. He's just going from strength to strength.
Yeah.
Attention to detail and care of the stock is unbelievable with him, you know.
Listen, John, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the lovely glow that the Grand National win has created around Tipperary and indeed around the whole country.
It's unbelievable, and like to do it for the McManuses and the year, you know, to going back so far for years, like, and it meant so much to them. Like, it's unreal, you know.
And they've had a tough time of it as a family.
That was the icing on the cake to do it for JP and Noreen. Like, you know, it was unbelievable. But it's just something that my father and mother, not mercy them, they gave all their life for that horse, and that, you know, I mean, I went to the graveyard on Friday night to make sure the boss wasn't gone to town, you know. There could be a resurrection down here after this, you know. It's just unbelievable stuff, you know. It's what you give your life to. You're looking at the stock every day, and you're feeding them 365 days a year, and you're looking after them, and you're going to, you'd be like Joe Dolan. It's you. Which one is it next time? Like, you know, which one, you know, and hopefully we had a winner on Saturday at the Pint to Pint. Like, it's amazing. Like, I had a sick horse on Friday night, and he was touch and go, you know, and on Saturday morning when I was going out, I said, like, what are we going to be facing here, you know?
Yeah.
And when I went out, my nephew was with me, and went out, and I saw your man was all right. I said, today's going to be a good day. So we had a winner, and we won the National. So it was a great day, you know. So it was like,
John,
like,
mind yourself, come down and see us.
I'll bring down a few people, and if anybody wants stock or go for a staycation, like, we have a horse to run in a couple of weeks now, Manila staycation. So we have to get the show on the road for the staycation to get people.
John Nallan, you're some man for one man. Good luck. See you. Mind yourself. See you. Bye. 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 Bye.
On RTE Radio 1.